Welcome to the American Intelligence Media. This is Douglas and Tyler. Gabriel here. Maybe you know us as Betsy and Thomas. In fact, in the beginning, when we started teaching, actually, is what we're doing over the internet, we were a little concerned about it. We didn't know where it was going to go. So we took the monikers Betsy Ross and Thomas Paine in the ass of the globalists. We saw ourselves as teachers that needed to continue teaching. Many of you know that we're retired teachers, but what we were seeing in the internet bothered us so much that people didn't seem to understand what was going on in the world. And the more we looked, the more we saw that it was just filled with propaganda. Now, the best antidote for propaganda is, of course, education. It's truth education. And that's what we aim to do. Hence our name, Aim for Truth. Along the way, we picked up that scruffy Michael McKibben, who's been running the engine room and doing quite a fine job. He and the miners go and do the deep dives on the people, the characters, and the places that we need to know about, because our history books have been written by the very people who rule the planet right now. And make no mistake, we are all being ruled. This is World War III, and all of us are fighting for our lives. Each country is at a different state of this global genocide program. And Douglas and I have committed that we will continue to be here to answer your questions and to help you get through it. Because I will say this, if you're in the AIM School of Truth and you've been with the American intelligence media for a few years, you've got a pretty good lay of the land and what's going on. So you have prepared yourself, you have prepared your homestead, and you realize that, like Noah, we have created our own individual bioarks wherever we are on the earth to be able to withstand the political and economic storm that has come on us. And it's not going to be pretty. And we don't want to paint it that way. There are going to be billions of people who have been murdered by this operation that really, at the top of the apex, is the British Pilgrims. We give you their address. We tell you where they're located. Please know your enemy precisely. We have to take down the British Pilgrims. I've received a letter today from a reader, Peggy, and she writes, "Greetings, Tyler, Douglas, and team. You, along with Michael and his miners, are some of the best researchers on the planet. I had full faith in President Trump and what I felt he was trying to do for the world. Now I have my doubts. He has appointed several Jesuits and other questionable people to high positions. I would be most grateful if a deep dive were done and we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt where he stands and what exactly is going on in our world. It is just so very hard to believe that evil will prevail. You guys have opened my understanding to so much. I will be eternally grateful."
Peggy, thanks for that question. And evil is not going to win. And normally, we like to have our research all stacked up before we say anything about anything to prove it, and to prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt with convictable evidence, the real evidence that you can count on, you can bank on it. But when we're talking about Trump right now, and to answer your question, we're going to have to speculate. So this is Speculate Saturday, and I'm going to speculate. You hardly ever, ever hear me speculate, and you also hardly ever hear me tell you my absolute personal opinion about things, because I like to speak for the conclave and for Betsy's team and for the miners and for all these people, so that what we say stands the test of time. So to answer Trump, first off, you said you really trusted Trump. Okay, well, I didn't. When Trump was a businessman, I didn't trust his businesses, because when you're a businessman, you need to step on the face of the others to climb up that ladder. You have to, in fact, beat in victory your opponents. And so when he wrote his books, he was always out there talking. But when it came to business, no, I didn't trust him, because you could see that he was using the standard business practices of a New York real estate developer, which literally his son Jared, their 666 property, had George Soros, the Chinese, the Rothschilds, and everybody else who wanted to invest in it.
Technically, that's his son-in-law, not his son.
No, sorry, son-in-law. Of course, Trump, who does he rent his high, expensive, he has the most exclusive places in America, okay? And they are some of the most expensive places in America. He sold one of the most highly priced houses in America to a corrupt person. And guess one of his places in New York, I'm not going to say what it is, but it's considered to be the second most secure place in America. And who lives there? How about Russian oligarchs who are trying to keep from being assassinated by the Russians and brought back to their country and tortured to death like they standardly do? Or who would it be? It'd be Russians who had British citizenship so they could get American citizenship so they could live in America in one of Trump's towers in the most secure facility you can get in. I didn't like the fact that those things and that he built, when he built one of his sky high rises, it was blocking the view of one of the most expensive properties in New York, and he knew it, and he did it on purpose. Now, when he bought Mar-a-Lago, did I say that correctly? Mar-a-Lago. When he bought it, I'd been there before and after, okay? And it's absolutely marvelous, his renovation of that. As you know, some say it did bankrupt him at that moment, but it almost bankrupted him, and then it turned out to be a great success. So he's a guy who walks that razor's edge. And yes, he's had numerous bankruptcies. Yes, he's owned casinos. And I'm 100% against gambling, 100%, which means the U.S. Federal Reserve, you know, and the free market and the plunge protection team and the U.S. Treasury. That's all gambling. The stock market is gambling. I don't believe in any of that. COMEX, that's all gambling. Futures, all gambling. Derivatives, all gambling. So he was a gambler. And who did he hang out with? You'd see him with pictures with totally evil people. You'd see him with Epstein. You'd see him with the Clintons. You'd see him with the Bushes. You'd see him with the Jesuits who run this country. On and on and on. You'd see him at the wrong meetings, you know, dinner meetings that are really insider trading meetings. He played the game. And he had multiple wives and so on. I'm thinking, you know, whatever. But when he opened his mouth, everything he ever said about politics, I agreed with, which is just amazing. Here's a guy I disagree with his entire business practice, who he is, what he does. But when he opened his mouth about politics, as far as I can tell, he was on the same page I am. And in most cases, he was completely right. When others were poo-pooing what he said and thought he was a complete imbecile for saying it.
Well, I know you have more to say, but I just interject here that this isn't going to be a Trump bashing thing because I like President Trump. I like what he said, and I was all behind him and still am. But I see it more as an energetic quality that we needed to focus on as a group of disorganized citizens. We had to have a focus and we needed a leader. And we selected Trump because if we looked around, that was the best one. But we also have to remember that early on, you and I were reporting about the Paradigm of Progress report that had come out prior to the 2016 election. And that showed what kind of person would be most likely to win. So the globalists, of course, knew this. They wrote the book. And they describe the very person that Trump became in his presidency and in his campaigns. So one wonders if Trump wasn't selected by them to do the very job that he did, and it worked. And then at the end of his first term, we have this interruption. And this interruption, we really don't know what it is. Has the military taken over the United States? Is Trump a part of that, or are we all being played? I do not like it that he has come out so strongly pro-vaccine, and I would say to all of our members of our community, reject that. We stand by the principles and the truths. We do not stand by the man.
Yes, and what you said is so true. The paradox of progress clearly spelled out in great detail exactly who Trump needed to be. And if one read that and looked around, there was only one good candidate, and it was Trump. Why? Because he does speak his mind. He does speak the truth. And he knows how to be a businessman who wins success. And so when he decided to run, I thought, oh, this is great. Finally, we'll have a president who is a businessman who can actually do proper deals and can actually just speak from the heart about how they feel about all the reports that all the evil people who live in DC and I mean, there is hardly one that isn't evil, who are other people counseling him. I mean, he couldn't reject everything they had to say to him, so he always has to play just as he did on his TV show. He has to play the person who's listening carefully, but going to win and doesn't mind stepping on some toes. And he's a cheerleader. So if there's any lies he's ever told as the president, it was because he was being a cheerleader. And so I take him for face value exactly as he says, but you got to listen carefully to what he says. And he's misquoted so many times because he'll insert a tiny statement, a sound bite, a little piece of a sentence in the middle of two thoughts. And then that will be used against him. So I like the fact that we have, and I love Trump. I love what he did. I didn't love him before. I didn't really know him that well. But now that I know who he is and see how he's handled the attacks, the onslaught, the nonstop globalist senior executive service, ensconced bureaucracy, the political class of D.C., the unelected officials, the administrators who run. He didn't go in like a Bannon who said, burn it to the ground. He went in and he tried to work with them as he did in all of his business deals, no matter what country he was in or what he was doing. And he has wins and he has losses. And he is willing to talk about the losses, which we don't see that. Plus, he's got a pair of balls. I'm sorry, we haven't had any testosterone in the House except for Michelle Obama since Nixon before? But, I mean, we have the weakest leaders in our country in the White House.
But we know that and we know the reason, so we don't have to hide behind it. We understand now that our top officials and now at the state level have not been elected by the people. They have been selected by this corrupt, rigged system, and it is run from out of the British Pilgrims. That's the top of the apex. Of course, you have your British Pilgrims, and then you've got the Privy Council, and you have all of the entities that are associated with, but we're just going to call everything the British Pilgrims, and we urge you to do the same. Stop saying cabal or Illuminati. We've got to call this stuff out as the way it is. So the British Pilgrims. Now, the British Imperial Empire, they weren't going to give up world domination, but when the American colonies were formed, well, it turns out that it looked like we had won a revolution, but we didn't. The British, being far superior in where they were in the world planning than a bunch of colonists, said, we'll just infiltrate them, we'll penetrate their movement, and over time, we'll take over America again. And then we see at the turn of the century, around in the 1900s, you've got Cecil Rhodes and that group there, who actually write out a plan, a 200-year plan to take over the world. Many times I've asked Douglas, I wonder what that plan is. You know, well, you don't have to ask now. You see the plan right in front of you, and it is evil, and its purpose is very straightforward. The British Pilgrims are going to exterminate humanity. They're just going to keep on the planet who they want to run their plantation. Who is this? This is the Rothschilds. It is all these folks that they want to hide behind Illuminati and the words that don't really mean anything. But when you have elections that are constantly, where the candidates are constantly selected by them, of course the candidates are going to be the way you described. They have to be puppets.
Trump was never invited to the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the Pilgrim Society's arm here in America to control foreign policy. And he wasn't invited to the Pilgrims' dinners. He wasn't invited to the Pilgrims' secret meetings. He wasn't invited to the Trilateralist or the Bilderbergs. Why? Because he was brash, outspoken, couldn't hold his tongue if he had to. And they didn't trust him because what do they want? They want followers. They do not want leaders. And they don't want anybody thinking independently. And they want people like Mike Pence. Mike Pence now speaking to as a treasonous act against his former president, because in fact, Trump is still the president because this is a contested election. So Mike Pence is out there basically running to be the president. He's going to run against Trump. And now you hear him, you know, with incredible force and dynamism. Well, he never had any of that for Trump. He's a traitor. And when Mitch McConnell came out and said, oh, you can't say that Mike Pence is a traitor. Are you out of your mind? Mitch McConnell, you and Pence, the two of you made sure that the electors from seven states did not come to the Senate, which they legally should have, and they weren't recognized by Pence or by Mitch McConnell because it was all fixed ahead of time. It was even a rigged handling in the Senate by McConnell and Pence.
And don't call it a soft coup. It was a hard coup. These men ran an overthrow of America. The other day, Pence came out at an event and spoke, and people heckled him in the audience. Congratulations. That's what we have to do. When these people get in front of the stage, we need to be bold and stand up and boo and hiss them off the stage. It's very embarrassing for them. And plus, those YouTube videos will circulate around. So the next time Pence comes out on a stage, if you're in that audience, you make sure your boos are big and loud. At least we can do that.
Well, in the old days in Britain, they used to pillory people. They would throw rotten food at them. Not good food, rotten food, because that was the way they fed them. You know, if you could open your mouth as they're throwing the rotten cabbage, you might have something to eat while your head was in the stocks. Well, that's what we should go back to. We should go back to things that are quite effective, which is to tar and feather someone and make them ride the pillar. Or the pole out of town and never come back.
I'm sure that he was shocked by the reception that he received by a small group of the audience. Wait till he gets to a bigger audience and here's what we have to say about him. And Mike Pence.
They call it nationalism, they call it populism, and they call it anti-globalism. Well, he's all of that, but it also is because he literally called out what was at the time and now is a distant memory. The fear, we even had an alert system for terrorism for those nasty, awful, supposedly, terrorists, those Islamic fascist terrorists. No one would even say the word. Obama, you couldn't get to admit it, though he bombed those people. He bombed more people than anyone in human American history from the White House. But Trump, of course, caused peace. He caused prosperity. He caused the globalists to put their tail between their leg and run away. Klaus Schwab thought he was going to be out of a job there at Davos because Trump went in and just smashed them all. He went over and smashed them with NATO and said, okay, you owe me all this money. Why are you even talking to me? So they had to make pledges to pay the money that they owed him before he would even speak with them. Remember that? Okay, well, look at Biden, who is nothing more than the lapdog for the Chinese. And, of course, his corruption in Ukraine should get him impeached. But I'll go to all those things that you want me to talk about, but this is still my beginning. The beginning is Trump was the only person that could lead the second American Revolution to finish the first American Revolution and actually get America in the hands of Americans, just as Betsy just said. The British have been controlling us from day one and still are. That's not even known. It's not even talked about. This is a Pilgrim Society pharmaceutical World War III, and no one knows.
Because the media is part of their team, and they push out the propaganda that tricked many of our friends and families in taking a deadly bioweapon. I mean, if you try to tell a family member, you know we're in a biological war, they just look at you like you're crazy, and you can't get through to them, and now they've been vaccinated. And we already hear, if you're following our Gab, which is Gabriel's Horn, of course we're Gabriel's Horn. If you are following along, and I'm sorry, we're just moving at such a fast pace, you're seeing the videos come out about what's happening to the people who are being vaccinated, what the doctors are saying, the magnets that are sticking on your body, on the meat that you buy at the grocery store. Look, folks, this is war. It is war. We are in a war. They want to kill us all. And if they don't get the first set through the vaccines, the next front they will be pushing on us are food shortages, grids going down. But the heinous thing is the financial system that's going to be collapsing. It cannot continue on. Our goal here is to get that system collapsed before they can collapse it on us with their universal basic income kind of social credit score money. We want to have an economy based on real money, silver and gold. We want to see a basket. But we've got, it's all going to have to fall, folks, because it's all been a lie since we went off the gold standard, didn't even prior, but it, our economy and everything around you is a lie. So it has to completely collapse. You know, you hear the predictions of how many people have taken the vaccine. My opinion and what I read as I see it is about 30% of our U.S. population will have taken the vaccine. Now, the upside on that is 20% is from the Democrat Party. I mean, they are willing to sacrifice their pawns, literally kill their supporters to push their agenda to get the rest of us to do the same. And then another, the 10%, you know, you got 20%, 10% equal 30%. The other 10% are just the clueless people. That can include Republicans, independents, just clueless people who are following along. What I'm really concerned about now, because these people have been vaccinated, nothing we're going to do. I am very concerned about what's going to happen to the children that are left behind. You know, if two parents were vaccinated or a parent and you have children involved, they weren't, they are going to be left homeless. And I can't help but think that this is another plan of the globalists in a way to snatch up all the children. And then on top of that, we find out that the YMCA might be, now the research is still going on, but it might be the very network that's being used globally for child sex trafficking, human trafficking. What are we going to do with the children?
Are excellent at propaganda. When they created themselves around Cecil Rhodes and three Rothschild, members of the Rothschild family, and the W.T. Stead and Lord Escher, when they started, they knew the first thing they had to do is take over all press. So blinded, when I said they're blinded by the propaganda of the globalist Pilgrim Society globalists. So when an American who was raised to believe that everything that came across the wire, TV, radio, didn't matter, that it was true. And if they heard something they thought wasn't true, they turned the channel and they heard it on another channel and they went, well, maybe it's true. They turned and heard it on a third channel and then they were sure it was true because they know in their hearts that their government would not allow the mainstream media to lie. Well, remember, the Rothschild family secretly owned and supported writers. Associated Press was simply bought by the Pilgrim Society, including the newspapers, magazines, as well as radio and television. So our squelching of free speech has always been an apparent beautiful home for free speech, which it isn't. And globalism, when they preach globalism, that's not so they can help you. That's not to help all nations be loving and one and sing kumbaya. No, that's so they can be economic predators. Globalism, George Soros, perfect example, in 14 different nations has helped create, along with our CIA and many rogue factions that leave our government and then work for the Brits and work for the Privy Council and fly under many false flags. They go off and they create wars. They do whatever they want to make money. The CIA has 2,000 companies underneath their banner, and they are looking to protect those interests and all corporate interests. If they're globalists, they have to be transnational, or these people aren't even interested in them. So now that's going off to the side, but it's not off to the side. Trump came in and said he was anti-globalism. The false promises of globalism. I mean, he said he was going to smash them, and he did. And in three years, he did more than any other president in history. He reestablished the republic from the office of the executive, from the White House. But look what happened in the end. No one he appointed to any job did their job. Not even in the end with John Ratcliffe, not in the end with Mark Meadows, not in the end. No one. You cannot name an honest person in Washington, D.C. I know who you might be thinking. I'm not going to say his name, but not even him. Why? Because they all have their own agendas going on. They all have their offshore accounts if they've been there for more than two terms. It is so corrupt. They're all, and we saw that. Look at the Biden family. Every member of the Biden family made out like a king underneath the vice presidential control of Joe Biden. And his son, he let it go to his head. And what has happened? Nothing. But Trump's family still being prosecuted by the New York Southern District, and they'll never stop because he completely destroyed the plan. And that's what he meant to do. And that's why he was asked to run for office. And that's why Nixon and every other important person who ever met him and talked with him said, you know what? You ever think about running for president? I think you'd make a good president. He was told that more times than you can count. And so he finally, when he was no longer under any obligation to attempt to become a globalist or a Pilgrim Society member or a member of the Council on Foreign Relations or to take a trip to Epstein Island or any of that, he had none of that. He had everything he wanted. A globalist cannot control you. The Pilgrim Society, the FBI cannot control you, the CIA, if first off, you have no skeletons in your closet. And second off, you don't need the money, the power, the greed, the lust, any of the seven deadly sins. So Trump was not that he was beyond that, above that. No, no, no. He just happened to be a person who tried to keep his slate clean because so many people told him he should be president. And he didn't want to be a politician because he could already see that he could buy the politicians, which he did all the time. He bought the Clintons. So they came to his the wedding of his daughter because he paid them. Politicians are paid political animals. So Trump is the opposite of that. Now, I believe that the globalists, of course, pulled out their ace up their sleeve, the pharmaceutical war upon all mankind, and Trump faltered. Why did he fault? But as he was faltering, and I got to explain this because people, not one single voice or writing that I have seen addresses the issue. It's unbelievable. In 2008, we created the pandemic laws, which are called preparedness laws. And basically, it takes the power away from it, the president, even the Supreme Court, and of course, Congress, and puts it in the hands of one man who is a general. It was a woman just before this, but they put a general in charge right before the pandemic started. And this person's only job is to listen to the World Health Organization, the CDC, and the NIH and do what they say. In other words, unconstitutional acts that go beyond our system of government, placed in the hands of the United Nations, because the CDC always follows what the World Health Organization says. That's what they did this time, and it was all bad advice. Use ventilators, put on masks. The masks now this year, and the flu season has barely even begun, is five times more than before. That's what the CDC reports. They report there's hardly any flu. And then they report that COVID with pneumonia is another 300,000. So 800,000 people have died, and we're not even into the flu pneumonia season, according to the CDC on their charts. So you have to take that 800,000. You have to take the 5,120 people who were reported on VAERS that they have died directly attributable to the vaccination. And then you have to multiply that because that's 1 to 10%. Let's say it's 10%. So then that's 10%. That means 50,000 people in America have died. So that's 850,000 people have died. How many people have really died of COVID? The CDC admitted that of the numbers on this chart that I'm talking about, you can go to the CDC and look it up yourself. On this chart, it's not 500,000 people or whatever they say it is. It's between 5 and 6,000 people. Because it's only 5 to 6% of those that actually, supposedly, they know for sure died of COVID, which I'm not even sure of that. So 5,000 America have died, but 850,000 have died either by wearing masks and getting pneumonia, which is everyone knows this, who's ever looked at the 54 studies on masks. Masks create illness. They create bacterial pneumonia, and we have eight times the amount of deaths of pneumonia this year, and the season has just begun. Well, that's what's really going on here. It is the blinding propaganda of the mainstream media, which is 100% controlled by the Pilgrims, which comes directly out of Britain and the Privy Council. So this is the monarchy still not willing to let go of her colony, America. And Trump, it doesn't care about that. He doesn't need to be knighted. He doesn't need the Order of the British Empire. He doesn't need any of that because he believes he has everything that he needed, and then he became the president. So this pandemic was the way to take him down from being an anti-globalist. But Betsy's right. And she's going to say something, and then I'm going to talk about why Trump did what he did with the vaccines.
Well, I just want to say before you get too far along, in the G7 picture, you notice that the Queen is there. She's standing in the middle of the dais, and she's got everyone around her. That picture says it all. The Queen has finally gotten all of her Commonwealth countries now back under her control, and that included Joe Biden standing there. So in their world, they have now conquered America, and America is theirs. In our world, we're fighting, and we are not giving up, and we are Americans, and we stand, and we are going to get our country back. And so as far as Trump is and where he is, we cannot worry about that, folks. We have to work at the ground level, and this is every citizen on the planet. We are all targets for extermination. You have to do what you can do. Some of you won't be able to do as much as others. Douglas and I decided we would use the internet and our teaching abilities to educate, but some other people might be better as politicians, or maybe they can work, you know, in the schools or be on the school board. But everyone needs to do something. And if we do, we will overwhelm them with what we the people want. And when the system collapses, they won't be prepared for it. I can see a lot of politicians just being as indigent as the homeless are right now in California. Did they prepare? Do they have their silver? What have they done?
Yeah, that's for sure, Betsy. And Trump, okay, let's talk about Trump's response to the pandemic. First off, he didn't know that he wasn't in charge of America if the World Health Organization declares a pandemic. He didn't know that. No one knows that. I'm going to challenge anyone who's listening to this to please chime in if you knew before you heard it from us that President Trump did not declare a state of emergency. He did not declare a pandemic. And he has no power to end it. Now, is that amazing? We give away all of that to the World Health Organization, which is 100% corrupt and totally on China's side. And the very man, Guterres, who's running it, is noted for being a communist. Noted, proud to be a communist, and that's the reason he took China's side and still is taking China's side. But that isn't who released the virus. It wasn't China. It was Britain through Purbright Institute Muriel Animal Hospital in Connecticut, which we've told you many times. Now,
the Muriel Animal Hospital that showed us how to put vaccines into the meat that we're going to eat, that we're not there. Remember, they're not vaccines. What is on the meat that's causing those magnets to stick? That's going to be inside your body.
Muriel Animal Hospital produces food for more domestic animals than any other company. And they put vaccines in them. They're proud to announce this. Vaccines now are almost always laced with either iron oxide nanoparticles or graphene nanoparticles, which helps the virus spread and stick and stay. But it also then deposits because these graphene and iron oxide particles do not leave the body. And they get embedded in the body, and that's why the meat is magnetic. That's why magnets stick to your head. And it isn't just because you got the fake vaccine, the new one. It's because you ever got any vaccine, the flu, the pneumonia, the shingles vaccine, the vaccines when you were young, all of them now, and all your children are being turned into magnetic robots because the graphene is so electromagnetically sensitive that it can receive and send signals, not just on and off signals, which is what I was thinking, and the research has already demonstrated, but now sophisticated systems of magnetism that ride in on 5G, and it's pulsed magnetism that keeps recharging these semi-metallic and metallic particles into something that can be broadcasted and received. Now, Trump, when we told Trump 3 weeks before he ever said the words, in our articles, and we literally said, this is for you, President Trump. You need to know this. Trump, in one of his COVID meetings with the Surgeon General and his whole table of people, Fauci, the evil one, Redfield, the imbecile, turned in the meeting and said to the Surgeon General, what's this I hear about hydroxychloroquine being a great preventative? Now, the Surgeon General couldn't lie in front of everybody. He had to tell him the truth. It's on the approved list by the CDC. It handles malaria, flus, and every other thing you can possibly imagine. When you mix it with erythromycin, zinc, and D3, it is absolutely tremendous to help as a preventative. And even if you get a little bit of the symptoms, it can help that too. And then we made sure he understood that Fauci's virions, the 29 that he has patents on, many of them are anti-flu drugs like Flumax, and many other ones. Those are treatments not allowed in America, and no one ever tells you that they can be used for this current coronavirus. Now, don't get me all worked up about viruses, because I've had to study this for many years against my wishes so that I could, as a superintendent and as a parent, answer the question, are the vaccines harmful to children? Well, just look at the autistic spectrum disorder statistics, and you will see that vaccines, the more vaccines we give, the more autism and also accompanying illnesses. But anyway, I always knew, because you could see it, anytime a child got vaccinated, they got encephalitis, brain fever. You could see it through their eyes, because their eyes would separate from their eyelids. And they would always have a runny nose. Well, that's what the fake vax is doing. It's going straight to the head to create bovine spongiform encephalitis. Trump didn't know that. And he didn't know that there were treatments that were preventative. And he sure didn't know about remdesivir, because I'd never, ever, I was doing the research. It wasn't mentioned anywhere. Gilead had remdesivir being used in other countries all over the place for all kinds of things, all kinds of viruses. In America, no, it's forbidden. And then you got to see that the NIH under Fauci and the CDC under Redfield came out and said, oh, we're not going to allow that. Those are evil. Those are awful. Trump's awful for taking hydroxychloroquine, which he did. And he also got a shot that day. And what shot did he get when he had a few symptoms? Remdesivir. And then he's had other treatments since, because he's kind of a natural guy. But he does have this incredible fear and loathing and paranoia for germs. Anyone who knows him knows this. If he shakes your hand, oh, it'll be wonderful and loving, but he's going to go wash it afterwards, and he ain't going to touch his face either. He is obsessed with the concept of germs. Germs are viruses, and it's a fake mythology. It is a pilgrim society blinding through propaganda to make you fear something that they have control of, because they have literally, per Bright Institute, literally, which became GlaxoSmithKline, it influences it, and Wellcome Burroughs Drug Company became GlaxoSmithKline, and they're the ones who produced AstraZeneca with Oxford, but they go back and forth. Per Bright has it for a minute, then Oxford has it, and then AstraZeneca has it, and then GlaxoSmithKline has it. So they're playing this dance, because why? Because that shot is forbidden in 20 countries. And now we're finding out, and I want to go back also to what you said, because this is so very important, people. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Nothing. All the experimentations came to only killing a few people when the eugenicist, depopulationist, pharmaceutical, vaccine-oriented companies wanted to kill millions and billions, hundreds of millions, if not billions. Okay. So Trump didn't know this. Why? Because he's completely convinced that the germ theory is real. So when he sat in that meeting and said, but is there anything we can do now? Don't tell me it takes 9 years to create a vaccine. I'm not waiting 9 years. I'm defeating this now, because that's his attitude, right? So he's a cheerleader for this. And then someone over in the corner said, well, there is this thing called a viral vector from BioNTech in Germany, It's never been proved to be effective on anything, but they can produce it really, really quick, and they can gear it for any virus, any illness, literally overnight. So why don't we try that? Well, Trump knew that when that was said, he was going for it. He didn't look into the research. And then Pfizer came along and said, oh, no, Mr. President, that is such a good program there with these messenger RNA that we are going to buy the rights for it for America. And then Trump said, well, Pfizer's buying into this and Moderna's buying into it. Moderna is M-O-D-E, mode RNA. Moderna, mode RNA. It's Fauci's company, and that's a joke. That's supposed to be a joke, folks. As he's murdering all these people, that's his joke on you. Moderna says that he knows that the messenger RNA is not going to heal. It's not going to protect you. It's not going to help. It's not going to stop the virus. Trump didn't know that. But what did he do? He came right out and blew Fauci's mind. Redfield and Fauci were standing on each side of him. And he says, oh, well, you know, I just asked the Surgeon General about this. And he says, oh, yeah, there's treatments. There's hydroxychloroquine. Oh, my heavens. A nuclear bomb was exploded at that moment. And then he said, and there's remdesivir.
Right. Now, Douglas, we have to imagine Trump has not, there's no one around him that's giving him good information, much less his children. And imagine that you were there and you've already been through the all the stuff with Mueller and Comey and the impeachment trials. It's been nonstop for the man. And then at the very end, they get him in 2020 with another, what, I don't want to call it a fake, because it's certainly not fake if you've been injected by a bioweapon, but propaganda to lead the world's people into injecting themselves with a deadly bioweapon. That's what that is. Now, you have to be an outlier to be thinking that, and you have to have the research. So he has only his advisors around him. I was so disappointed that the advisors that he picked, even at the end, that I thought that would do a good job, just flat failed him. And then you have his daughter, Ivanka, going to get the vaccination twice. So maybe we should just understand that Trump isn't a know-it-all. He surrounded himself with people who gave bad advice. And exactly how would he know where to get good advice?
I do not believe Trump has had the fake vaccine for coronavirus. No, don't believe it, not one minute. When he said, when they asked him point blank, did you have the two shots? Which type? What did you have the shot? Did you have the shot? He said, I had it. I got over it. I got a shot. I don't need to worry. And then they said, did you get a shot? And he said, I got a shot. He didn't say two.
Yeah, but there was some other report that he and Melania were privately vaccinated. But it doesn't matter, folks, whether they were or weren't. What we got to focus in are on the fraudulent elections right now, because once they're overturned, we're going to see the next stage of the war. And this next stage is, now you have to imagine that Capitol Hill is not going to relinquish. I don't care how many states say they need to decertify and send their representatives. They're, the people up there on Capitol Hill, if that's even where they're at, it's all fenced in, the FBI building's boarded up. I mean, we don't really know, and the media is not going to cover it. But they're not going to let Trump win. It's going to be war. It's going to be a level of civil war that's we have never experienced, but we have to stand firm and fight it, because the rest of the world is counting on America to win this war.
We thought Trump had broken the old systems, but we saw that as soon as Biden came into supposed power under his fake presidency, that he changed it all back and very quickly, and that he gets almost no resistance. So what we are seeing here is that, exactly as Betsy just got through saying, there's going to be a clash. There's no way there can't be. Now, let's just go
Better word, because it's not so incendiary as civil war. But frankly, we are going to see the two sides gel very hard. It's going to be even the people that don't have as much information as our AIM community, even they are going to notice this one.
When they finally wake up, and so many doctors are and lawyers and all the people, around the world are waking up to the fact that masks create pneumonia and that there's 8 times more pneumonia now. So they just killed 800,000 people with their order for the mask when they knew that that was going to kill those people. Then they're going to go, whoa. And then only 46 million people have been fully vaccinated. That means 46 million people in America have either had the one shot of Johnson & Johnson or 2 shots of Pfizer or 2 shots of Moderna. Now, that's because they're going to claim that 78 million people have had the shot. That's what the CDC claims. Those that are not fully vaccinated. There's only 48 fully vaccinated. Now, that's a distinction that is very, very, very important. That means 30 million people got the shot and didn't take the second shot, or so thereabouts. Because remember, Johnson & Johnson came kind of late. And don't be confused to think that they're not messenger RNA, this horrible, deadly, untested, ridiculous viral vector. It is not a vaccine. But I just looked up how Johnson & Johnson and looked at the research and for how they made theirs. Oh my gosh, it's complete. It's very much like AstraZeneca's. It uses the DNA of adenoviruses, which are colds. That's what a cold is. And they also take the DNA from coronavirus, the DNA, not an active virus, and then they take the spike protein from COVID, and they mix it all up, and they use RNA manipulation and gene manipulation, but they do not use the BioNTech, and that's the one that BioNTech has messenger RNA, which is used by Moderna, by AstraZeneca, and by Pfizer, right? It's not that exact technology, but it's almost the same. It may be even worse. That's the reason they got so many reactions. Now, a whole batch, which is 330,000 shots, have been found to have such horrible allergic reactions that they've pulled them from the market and thrown them in the trash because they were causing so many allergic reactions. By allergic reactions, that means a very serious, possibly deadly reaction. Okay, so as they're giving these shots out, people are dying, and then they pull the batch. But they're going to go on with all the other batches, and they're not going to test those other batches. They're just going to see if people die, and if they die, oh, well, we should pull that batch. So Trump is under pressure that people can't even comprehend because they don't know the law. When there's demonization and draconian activity, it goes back to laws. So those jerks on Capitol Hill and the president who approved it allowed the renewal of what I call the pandemic laws, and they are completely unconstitutional. Trump didn't know that because he doesn't get any advice from anybody that knows these things. Now, we know that some of his staff were following what we were telling him, and we know that it would go straight to him. For 3 weeks, I harped on hydroxychloroquine, and then for 3 days, I harped on remdesivir. No other, at the time I was doing searches for it, you couldn't find anything except the company Gilead, and they didn't say jack about remdesivir. And then Trump says it, literally. He comes out and says, hey, what about hydroxychloroquine? No, he was listening to us. But we are the few people who actually know what's going on. And we're not just Betsy and myself. This is a whole group of people know this. And now everybody's waking up to it. So when the two things merge, when people wake up and said, what are you saying? You're telling me that they know that this shot now or later could kill me? Yes, correct. And they won't know for 2 years. The effects take 2 years to settle in because the only tests of this BioNTech messenger RNA were done on children in a very rare disease. And 2 years after they were given this supposed vaccine, viral vector, supposed vaccine, and this company also tried to make vaccines for AIDS, vaccines for cancer. And now Fauci says there's going to be a vaccine using messenger RNA for AIDS. In other words, he's not happy because he created AIDS, him and Burks and the whole crew. They're not happy with the deaths of AIDS. So now they're going to give them an AIDS vaccine to make sure to kill those people. So when people wake up to this, that they are targeted to be killed and that it is a plan, because then the insurance companies don't have to pay off. the hypothecation of...
No. Wait a minute. I just want to make sure that we point out that this is not a vaccine, so it can't be protected in their little star chamber of the vaccine courts. And we need to get folks who have been injured or maimed, or maybe it's your loved one that has been, you need to get into some kind of class action suit and start suing these pharmaceutical companies.
Well, it's kind of like the fact that they keep saying it's a vaccine when it's not. And then they state that it's FDA approved. You see that all over the place. FDA approved vaccine. No, it is not. It is not approved. It's approved for emergency use only, to use human beings as guinea pigs for an experiment that we won't even begin to see the results of for 2 years.
And on top of that, the media lied to you. If you were watching that television, they lied over and over again. You can't hear anything but this still today on mainstream media. They tricked you into poisoning yourself. This is another party that needs to be held culpable.
And if they can do that, they can convince people to put something into their bloodstream that they don't know what it is. And if they read the waiver, they'd see that it says that you're supposed to put your sperm in a sperm bank because you may never be able to have children after you have these shots. When it's, it gives you a warning that pregnant women, it gives you all these warnings. Well, read the dadgum waiver you're signing, folks, and you would never take that shot. But because you believed what you saw on television over and over and over again, because they said it over and over and over again, FDA approved or whatever, all lies. When people wake up to that and they see the results, we'll see some deaths now. I'm afraid I have to agree with that. If there's 5,120 on VAERS, then there's 50,000 people have died from this fake vaccine shot. 50,000 people. And if there's 120,000 people who had adverse reactions that literally they had to go to the hospital, they couldn't go back to work, you know what that number is? That means that over a million of the people, of the 46 million who are actually fully vaccinated, that's one out of 46 people.
Well, we don't need to speculate. I say it's a lot higher, and I know you like to be optimistic about this, and you say, no, it's not going to be that high. But it doesn't matter, because this fall and winter, we're going to start seeing our neighbors, our friends, our family drop. And it's going to be shocking.
And as they wake up, and this magnet trick is the best, because we didn't know it had, it was a hydrogel with super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles, and they replace those with graphene in some cases. I didn't know that. So as we start to see this, people are going to get angry. They're going to get mad. They're going to take action. And now, I didn't go into a lot into the election, because we spent so much time proving to you exactly how it was rigged. We've told you, and no one else will tell you, that the seven states that sent in their Republican electors were simply turned away by Mitch McConnell. They weren't allowed in the building. That is treason, folks. And so when it comes down to people waking up to the fact that their government wants to kill them and is killing them and has killed their friends and made their friends sick, and then they see, and then they know that the Arizona forensic audit, Georgia, all the states, all the swing states are all going to go over to Trump if they continue these forensic audits and they continue to look at Dominion and Smartmatic and the machines that are all rigged with OpTec. People are going to get really mad. And here's what's going to happen. They're going to circle DC and they're going to tell those people to leave, and it's going to become a ghost town. And we are going to have to take up a new government that doesn't have the protections that DC, as a the federalism of DC is not legal. It never was legal. And the way that they're using it now, it's absolutely not legal. And we will reconstitute with term limits. We'll reconstitute with honest people. We'll reconstitute so that we can stop the lobbyists. There shouldn't be one single lobbyist in Washington, D.C., not one.
And dual citizens?
Dual citizens gone.
I am tired of funding Israel. Israel doesn't need any of our money. They need money. Go see Papa Rothschild.
But if they're dual citizens, send them to the other country that they are a traitor person from.
They should
coming to our country to fleece it.
No, they can be here in our country, but they can't hold federal office or congressional office because they are not. They have allegiances that can be destructive to America.
What do I predict in my speculation Saturday? I predict that everyone in the world is going to wake up to fake vaccines are killers for their children, for themselves, for the flu, for pneumonia, for shingles, for whatever, and that they will, from now on, question anything that anyone wants to put into your bloodstream. And whatever you do, don't trust your doctor. The third leading cause of death in America is iatrogenic, doctor-induced. And it's probably number one, actually. Many people say that. So doctors, you can't trust doctors. And you certainly can't trust the NIH, the CDC, and under no circumstances ever trust anything from the United Nations, because the proof is in the pudding. They have done nothing but the opposite of what they say they do, and that's just history. So,
and on top of all this is going to be the collapse of the Federal Reserve note. And so our economy is just going to fall. But folks, there is no other way for us to reset what Douglas just described. It all has to collapse. And with Trump comes back into office, I want our audience to do what you can to recommend that he get Tylan Douglas up there close to his inner circle and help guide him through the truths that we have found.
If Trump, and he still is our president, because this was a contested election that was ran by traitors, and we have the evidence, and the evidence will slowly come out, and we don't care what the Supreme Court has to say. If Trump actually continues to be the president in a second term, as we predicted, the back of the globalists will be broken. The pilgrims will be thrown out of this country because they won't be welcome here, because everything would have been pulled into the light to show them for who they are. And they, like mold, would simply die into the sunlight. So with the pharmaceutical World War III and with the election, which basically ended America, there is no America, folks, right now, unless Trump is the president. The only America that exists is Trump as president, because we saw it, we saw the deceit, we saw the fraud, and just because the mainstream media can blind you with propaganda doesn't mean that falsehood is reality or falsehood is truth. So Biden, now let's talk about that for a second. Trump supposedly went from Mar-a-Lago up to Bedford. No one's seen him there. I believe that his life is in extreme danger. I believe that he has renovated his airplane with attack deterrence so that it is basically a flying fortress. It would have to be, because I believe they will shoot him out of the air. They will do anything to kill Trump. Anything. Absolutely anything. And so right now, that's the reason he has to hide. Because anybody with a brain, anybody who looked, anybody with eyes or ears knows that it was a fraudulent election, that he's still the president. Biden has only been seen on movie sets. And there's two Bidens. Look at the earlobes. There's two Bidens. One is completely daft because of his brain hemorrhages. Let's not forget, the man has had multiple brain hemorrhages. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he's in his basement.
I'm sure people that have Alzheimer's family members would like to know what Joe is taking to sustain himself so well with his condition.
Well, this time Joe came out and went to the G7. The only thing that I have seen that he did, except for other things in his backyard, when he always makes himself look like an idiot. The other Joe is a nutcase. He does stupid, crazy, insane things all the time, says him. Blah, blah, blah. But here's how you know whether it's the real Joe or the other Joe. The real Joe is going to stop what he's doing to go sniff a little girl. He's going to stop it to make sure that they get some ice cream after, you know. He is a sick, 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 sexually sick person. And remember, his wife, Jill, he cheated with Jill before his wife died in the car wreck, okay? So Joe saw, you know why the queen was over there? Because the queen whispered in Joe's ear, if you're able to keep this fraud up, I will knight you. I will make you, you know, order of the Garter or the order of the British Empire, whatever you want, Joe, because, you know, what you're doing is all for the advantage of the pilgrims. And he basically is simply taking his orders, just like Kamala Harris, just like Obama did. But Obama went a little bit rogue on them and bombed a whole lot of Muslims, which he wasn't supposed to do. But he needed to create 86 million migrants to attack Europe. That's the globalist part of the globalist plan. So Joe is not the president. Trump is still the president, and until the election is resolved, that's the law.
Well, no, until the election is resolved, citizens, we have a lot of work to do. Let's make noise on the ground. Let's make it very apparent to everyone we can that the enemy of the world is a group called the British American Pilgrims. And below this video on our blog page, we remind you again of their specific address. In America, the Pilgrims of the United States is a 401c3. So we want to see some deep dives into their financials. We know the IRS isn't going to do anything, but citizens, you can do something. You can send them letters. You don't have to put your return address and let them know how you feel about what they are doing to humanity. Send them packages, maybe pictures of your loved ones who have succumbed to them. In Britain, they also have an address, and I've got that address too. But we have to make noise here on the ground. That's called bottom up. While Trump is just waiting and waiting for the election results to come in so that he can take his rightful place as the president of the United States of America.